Hello, and welcome to the Table and Well podcast. I'm Tennyson.
And I'm Janelle. Thank you for joining us as we discuss topics and give practical tools that help you live, grow, and be in healthy, joy-filled relationship with God, yourself, and others.
For more information and resources, or if you're looking for coaching, connection, and community, please visit tableandwellco.com. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Table and Well podcast. This is season two, and we're still here, and we're doing this. It has been a while since we've been here.
Yes.
But guys, as always, please feel free to download and subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening platform. And we're just excited to bring this to you. Like I said, it's been a little bit since we've done this.
Yeah, it has. I don't know if it's been about 6 weeks, maybe even 8 weeks. We have been just super busy with finishing up our curriculum for the fall collabs and launching those. We launched those at the beginning of September.
Yep.
And have about 40 people throughout our four collabs, and we're just having a blast doing those. We also started training at a local church.
We did. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We've also done quite a few workshops in the last 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And we traveled out to Denver for the Life Model Conference, which was a really special treat for us.
Yeah.
We had dreamed of going since 2020 and had plans to go to that conference then. And then obviously COVID happened.
Yep.
It's also the same year we launched Table and Well.
Yes. So we weren't able to make it out there, but it was really, really good to be there and get to actually meet people in the flesh.
Yeah.
And in organizations that we have been working with, that we have partnered with, that we have really based a lot of what we do on, and they are awesome.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun just being with old friends that we've met along this journey. And like you said, partners like Deeper Walk and Thrive and
Life Model.
Life Model, obviously. Yep. And it was a super joy to meet Dr. Jim Wilder and sit in his presence. We've listened to so much of his teaching, and a lot of what we do is based on what he pioneered back in the 70s.
Yes.
So it's been a gift to finally get to meet him.
Yep. We got to connect again with Alive and Well.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Luke 10. And it was just, it was a really, really sweet time.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. And then from there, we went to California.
Yep.
Because we were already so close and we had hoped to visit some friends out there. Steve does some coaching with us. And so getting to see Steve and Lisa and stay with them was awesome.
Yes.
They hosted two tables while we were out there, and we got to run those with them and just really gather some people in Reading that had not previously been gathered. So that was a real treat as well. And just to, I think it never gets old getting to do the table with new people. Every single time, people come and they have no idea what they're coming for. But they're always so gracious to see what happens and to watch the body of Christ be seen and heard and have a space to be seen and heard. Just never gets old. It's always such a beautiful, beautiful thing.
So. Yeah, it is. So that's the quick update of where we are. So we're excited to be back here with you on the podcast. And as we are moving into this new season of just Table and Well and what we're doing.
Yeah.
So today, guys, in the podcast, we want to talk to you about something that honestly is really near and dear to our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's actually really amazing. It's an amazing practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that really has changed our life, in just in our growth and our healing and, and who we are today. And we want to talk to you a little bit about just really the importance and the beauty of interactive appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a bit of a back to the basics podcast today, but this skill and this practice has literally transformed our lives.
100%.
This was one of the first gifts that was given to us by our counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what we always go back to as the one thing that we see so much transformation from.
Yeah.
And we teach interactive appreciation through a lot of the things that we do, both in the Intro to Relational Health lab. Mm-hmm. And then when we do Intro to Relational Health workshops, we're teaching it. So what is interactive appreciation?
Yeah.
Can you give me the basics of that?
Yeah, it's in the simplest form. It is sharing an appreciation, which would be something, a moment in time that you felt joy, you felt peace, you felt connected, or maybe it's a memory or just something you really, truly just enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But it brings you joy. Mm-hmm. You felt connected. And so it's just writing that out in a journal form, in a letter form, and just releasing your appreciation and your gratitude. Mm-hmm. And then you, after that, the next step is quieting and then just listening for God's response to that appreciation. Mm-hmm. And it's that simple.
Yeah, but super powerful because we often, one, don't live in appreciation. And we teach a ton about this in the things that we do. But appreciation is so powerful for the brain to know that life actually has quite a bit of goodness in it. Mm-hmm. We just often pass it over. We don't pause long enough to hold it or to reflect on it.
Yeah.
But secondly, we rarely, if ever, ask God where he was in the midst of that. Jesus, where were you?
Or where his thoughts were.
Yeah. What did you think about this moment? And so pausing to do that is literally revolutionary. It is super simple. Does not take a lot of time, but yet brings so much presence.
Yeah.
And depth to our walk fullness. With the Lord. Yeah, fullness. Yeah.
It's been, it's really interesting and it's fun when we go and we describe it and we talk about it. And people always say, I don't say always say, but a lot of times you hear them say, well, I do appreciation all the time. Like I make it a practice to do that. They go, but I've never actually asked God or Jesus what his thoughts were on that appreciation.
Right. I know. Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, this was a fun thing that happened while we were in California. Okay, were invited to a family dinner at a friend's house who does a family dinner with her children and her grandchildren, I think weekly. And then they just invite random people to the table.
I don't know if they're random, but
they're variety
not,
of people.
Yeah,
how about that?
They're not family members, but they're family members.
Family members, yeah. It was actually such a beautiful thing to witness. And so our friend had asked us to share a little bit of our story, and then, which we joke about because there's like 7,000 parts to our story, but shared shared a little bit of our story. And then someone asked, so wait, this whole joy thing, like, how do you practically do that? Like, how do you practically build joy? Because we talked about how important joy is in our lives. And so we started trying to explain some practical things to do.
And we got to a point where we're like, Janelle said, well, do you just want to do it?
Right.
Because we can explain it, but do you just want to do it?
Yeah. So much of what we do is help people experience things rather than just learn more left brain knowledge.
Yeah.
We learn best through experience. And so everybody at the table was like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. And there were, I think, 9 of us or 10 of us at the table that night. And so,
we just grabbed pieces of paper and some pencils and went for it. And we just walked them through this simple process, which we'll walk through again at the end of this podcast. Yeah. We'll just give you some simple steps. But what was so powerful about it is that here were people who had never experienced interactive appreciation before, literally had a 30-second, maybe a whole 1-minute warning.
Right.
And we just asked them to center in on a moment that brought them joy or connection or peace.
Yep.
And then
a
fond memory. Yep. And write that in a letter form to God. Just a small paragraph, doesn't have to be super complicated. And then listen for God's response. And it was super fun, the stories. And then they shared it with each other, which is another major step.
Part of it. Yeah, sharing it. And it was amazing what happened around that table.
Yeah.
Just the power that came from that. And when I say it took maybe 15 minutes tops to actually do the entire process.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
And so it was unreal. And so one of the stories, one of the stories from that was there was a young man at the table and he ran a marathon that day. And he came for the family dinner. And so his appreciation was about his girlfriend coming and standing at the finish line and waiting like an hour for him to get to the end of the finish line just to finish the race.
Yeah. It really meant a lot to him that she was there and that she would wait for him. And
It just really touched him in a really, really deep way. And so that was his appreciation. And so I'd like to know that they read it. So this is anyway. So then he is going through God. He's quiet and listens for God's response. And then he gets to God's response. And there's a lot of really cool things in there. But I think the highlight for me anyway, and I think for you too, was he at the very end of that God's response. He heard God say, and I was at the finish line too. Mm-hmm. He's like, and you're worth the hour wait to finish a race.
Yeah. Yeah. And just imagine Jesus at the finish line, celebrating him crossing that finish line. I mean, how beautiful is that to have Jesus share his experience of that marathon and watching him run across that finish line. It was just incredible. There was another one shared by a missionary kid. Mm-hmm. And the memory that came back to her was about how she used to run across the base barefoot. And that was like one of her favorite things to do, was to run barefoot across the base. And so she was sharing all the details of that memory.
Yeah.
And it was so cool because Jesus's response, the very first line was, "I loved running barefoot as a child too."
Just like, come on.
What in the world? It's just so fun.
Yeah.
So fun to listen and to engage with Jesus in such a like a real manner.
Yeah.
We have been taught for so long that it's like, okay, we read a scripture and then our only job is to interpret that scripture. And it's like, what if he wants us to know what he thinks about like our marathon?
Yeah.
Or right. about us running barefoot as a child at a mission base. Yeah. You know, like what if he wants to talk to us about that?
And he wants to, but he wants to share his experiences with us.
Yeah.
And so we get a glimpse into who he is. And that's really one of the neat things about the interactive appreciation too, is that like, as we've talked about, when we share ours together, you get a glimpse of who the Lord says I am, and I get a glimpse of who the Lord says you are. And so we get to see each other in different ways. But I've never actually thought about how when Jesus or God responds, we get a glimpse into see who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true.
In a different way, you know, on a human, practical, everyday level, like that response of, I loved running barefoot as a kid too. And it's like, oh, wait, you're letting me into your life.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's powerful.
It is so powerful. And we talk a lot about knowing that God is with us and we believe that to be true. And part of the reason why this is called, well, I was going to say Emmanuel journaling, which is what we're going to talk about the next podcast. Yeah. But why Emmanuel matters in this process is because he is God with us.
Yes.
And do we really realize and stop and acknowledge that he was with us at the marathon race, that he was with us on the mission base as a child? Do we know he's with us up here, you know, in our brain or in our thought process or in our knowledge, but right, when was the last time we slowed down long enough to say, where were you? What was that like for you? And interactive appreciation just provides this really beautiful way to do that.
Yeah. How did you experience that?
Yeah.
With me.
Yeah.
In that space. That's just mind boggling to think about.
Yeah. And I love the way that you talked about, you know, it's an invitation into seeing him.
Yeah.
And his life and him sharing things with us about, you know, we forget that God is also lived a human life. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, wait, right. And that he's experiencing our life with us.
Yeah.
We can often think he's far away. And we talked about this in the whole With podcast of like, oh, this God that's really far away and is like delegating like a chess master, different things in our life. And it's like, no, he's actually a God who stands at the finish line cheering us on.
Come on. Wow. That's so good.
That is who he is with us. And so,
Another, that's so good. Another incredible thing about this too is honestly, guys, how easy it is to hear. Mm-hmm. How surprisingly easy it is to hear from him. Because, you know, as we talk about all the time, you know, as one of we say multiple times, that we're designed to live in community. We're designed to live in relational connection. Yeah. You know, we have relational side of our brain, logic side of our brain, but it's all relational. And so when we come into that space relationally, we're writing to him and we're in this relational space with him, he wants to talk to us.
Right. Yeah, he does.
He wants to commune, to use the word, with us, wants to be with us, be a part of it. And so
Because that's important too. This experience or this practice or interaction is not about like this like formal process of, roteness. Mm-hmm. It really is about a relational exchange. We're having a conversation. And we talk about interactive appreciation being almost like a coffee with a friend, the way you would approach coffee with a friend. Like you're not using formal language. You're not trying to dot all your I's and cross all your T's. You're really just talking from your heart, and you're listening from your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Someone has said before, I've heard it said that, that it's, you're welcoming him into your relationship, with him. Like when you do the journaling, you're welcoming him in. I can't speak today, but basically saying, I want to have a relationship with you.
Yeah.
Let's commune. Let's have a conversation. Let's go up to coffee. Let's do that. But what I was, where I started to go with this was that, again, it's so easy to hear. We're really surprised by that. And I think we had a really cool example of this last week when we did this before. So as Janelle said in the beginning, we're working with a church here locally and walking them through some of these skills that we teach. And so we just finished talking with them about interactive appreciation. Mm-hmm. And so what we do in our workshops is we actually have them do it as well. So we'll talk about it and then we'll say, well, here, just experience it.
Right. Yeah.
So they, again, we have about 50 people, 50 people in this session here. And I was honestly really surprised that all 50 engaged in this process.
Right.
And you could see it happening, and it was so,
because it's
so
a bit of a risk,
cool.
Right?
It is a risk.
Like,
yeah,
it's a risk to, can I come up with something that I'm grateful for? Mm-hmm. Many of us really struggle with that. And I talk about that a lot of times when we teach this, just how hard that part was for me when I first learned this activity was sometimes when we've lived a long time without knowing how to reflect on our experiences and find something to be grateful for. And we've lost goodness in our life, and all we can think of is negative things.
Yep.
It's hard to come up with a moment that I'm grateful for, that I can be thankful about.
Yeah.
And the reason why we do this too is to bring all of that goodness and all of that thankfulness back to the surface, back to when we think about the files in our brain and what we're accessing on a daily basis. The more that we have goodness in the front, the more that we're practicing appreciation, the quicker we have those files to access versus all of the negative things in our life that we may be turning over. So in all of that to say, high risk, 50 people in a room, and we're saying, okay, go through the files of your brain and find something good.
Pull out something good, And
to watch the faces in the room go, okay,
right?
And then, but they did.
They did. And then to say, okay, now quiet and reflect on what you've written and just and ask the Lord, what does he want you to know, or what's his response to your thankfulness, to your appreciation, to your gratitude? And it was amazing. It was so fun. We had people come up to us at the end. And one guy was like, because everybody at my table, like before you even started talking about that, we heard like from the Lord, we had to flip the paper over and like just start writing. It was like this immediate response from God.
It shocked a lot of people in the room.
Yeah.
Because they had not heard God's voice in a really long time, or maybe didn't believe that they could. And that's what I love about this activity is it takes the mystery out of hearing the voice of God.
Yeah.
We really believe that everyone can hear his voice. But oftentimes we don't slow down long enough to hear it, or we don't quiet enough to hear it, or we don't even ask him.
We don't ask.
That's the whole beauty of interactive appreciation is, when was the last time you asked God, what was this like for you? Where are you in my life? Talk to me about these things in my life. Yeah. And we'll talk a little more about Emmanuel journaling and how we actually go a little bit more into depth around, let's talk about real things that are happening in my life beyond just things I'm grateful for. But, it's so beautiful, so beautiful. And a lot of people were really surprised that they could hear God's voice, and they could hear it so quickly.
Yeah. And I think one thing I want to say about that too, there was one gentleman who so you kind of have an understanding, we would have them do that. Then we had them read it to each other.
Yeah.
So there's that part of it too, which we'll touch on a little bit later here. But then we had them just say, then we asked a simple question, like, what was that experience like for you guys? Like, what was that? And so we kind of went around, and we had one guy grab the mic, and he goes, you know, I've had a really hard time hearing from the Lord. Like, I haven't heard from him in a long time. Mm-hmm. He said, and it was almost instantaneous after I wrote my appreciation that I heard from him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and you just don't know how much that means. And it was like,
so fun.
So fun. Yeah. Just to to watch that and to see his face and mm-hmm. to facilitate that space where he now knows that he can hear from Jesus. He can hear from God. And mm-hmm. it's as simple as just, what do you want me to know? Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah. And then there is a little bit of brain science behind this too, yeah. that makes all of this possible. So gratitude actually turns on our relational circuitry, mm-hmm. which, we talk a little bit about, I think we've probably mentioned it throughout the podcast and also talk about it on our website and the resources, but relational circuitry is our brain's ability to connect relationally,
yeah.
and appreciation, thanksgiving, gratitude mm-hmm. yep. turns on our ability to connect relationally. So when we're doing appreciation and interactive appreciation, mm-hmm. we're using that appreciation to turn on our relational brain yes. toward the Lord,
yes.
which then allows us to hear very easily. Mm-hmm. When our relational circuits are off and we're in a shut down space or a relationally shut down space and we're asking to hear God's voice, we're not going to be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Because our brains are not interested in remaining open, remaining right. curious, yep. hearing thoughts and opinions outside of our own. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when yeah. we're shut down, we're kind of in that one track problem solving mind
yeah.
that typically God is not hanging out in. He's
right.
because he's relational.
Yes.
And so this invites people and their brains mm-hmm. into a relational space. And that's part of the reason why they can hear so easily.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how do we do this? Because yeah. Because really anyone can do this. It's not
anywhere.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you can do it with we did it over dinner, like, hey, let's just do this right now.
Yep.
We did it with 50 people in a more formal setting. Mm-hmm. We do this in our intro to relational health.
Yep.
We've probably done this, I don't know, at least, I don't, we've done it with probably 1,000 yeah, people at this part
of
point.
Our,
but,
it's part of our labs, mm-hmm. the 30-day challenge. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. So how, if somebody's listening to the yeah. podcast today, how would they go about trying this?
Yeah, absolutely. So it, again, so one, you want to find yourself in a space that you can spend some time, about 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. You want to quiet. So take some deep breaths and just really just connect back with yourself. Just kind of feel yourself in the space, in the room, in the chair, wherever you are. And then you want to just think on something. You want to choose a memory where you felt love, you felt peace, you felt joy, you felt connected. Or you want to choose something that you just love. Mm-hmm. You know, for some people it's horses, for me it's baseball. So like, what's something you love? And then you want to, or you can ask the Lord for it. If you can't think of anything, then you can ask God to reveal something to you. But then what you want to do, you just want to write about it mm-hmm. and just your gratitude and just in a letter form, we recommend a letter form. And you just write it and you can start up and saying like, dear God, thank you for, or I say, dear Abba, thank you for, and you just write it out, whatever that thing is you're thankful for. Mm-hmm.
And the more that you can connect to your senses yes. and yep. recalling that memory and putting yourself in yes, that memory, the more that you're allowing yourself to be immersed mm-hmm. into actually getting to relive that. That's what's so incredible about our brains is that it's not just, could you imagine? Well, there's no need to imagine because we actually have brains at work, but that we get to not only live these experiences once, but we actually get to relive them over and over yeah. and over again, which we know what that's like when there's pain. Mm-hmm. But how often do we relive these joyful things that yeah. we've experienced yeah. once and we get to actually re-experience them over and over again? And so this is yeah. an invitation to do that.
Yeah, because those things will bring us joy, the turmeric on our relational mm-hmm. circuits, like all those different things. And so yeah. we can sit in those spaces. So after you have written that letter, then you just want to reflect on what you've written. Mm-hmm. And then you simply ask God, just what do you want me to know mm-hmm. about my appreciation? Mm-hmm. Where were you? Anything like that just invites him into that mm-hmm. relational connection with you. Mm-hmm. And some people maybe you're listening and you have a hard time hearing the Lord's voice, or you think I can't hear from God. Or maybe you're not a believer. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't believe this. Well, you can still do this and say, well, what would love say mm-hmm. to my appreciation? What would love response be? Mm-hmm. And then quiet yourself again. And then you just write. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the trick here. You don't want to, I say this, if you start correcting grammar, you start looking at like how you wrote something, if you start looking at, well, that doesn't make sense. You've left relational, you've left the relational side of your brain, you've left the right, and you went to the left. So remember, you want to stay relational. This is a relational experience. Mm-hmm. So you want to stay, while you're writing, stay relational.
Just write what you hear as quickly as possible.
Whatever you, whatever comes to you, makes sense, doesn't make sense.
Just keep writing.
Write it out until you, time runs out and maybe, or you don't have anything else to say.
Right.
This is something too we haven't really done, but I'm curious what would happen maybe if you do have some trouble or you think you have some trouble hearing from the Lord, maybe even setting a timer for like 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes while you're quieting, and then just write and see what comes out.
Write what comes to mind. Yeah. Yeah.
So then.
Then we ask people to share their interactive appreciation. Doing just the written portion of interactive appreciation is powerful, without a doubt. Tennyson and I will often do this, and we may or may not share it with each other.
Yeah.
However, in sharing it with one another, that is where this experience is moves from being an internal experience and an internal relational interaction to a shared relational interaction.
Communal.
So, yeah, and a communal interaction. And doing this at that local church, you know, here we are asking people to share. I mean, it can be pretty personal and pretty private. There's a lot of vulnerability in that space. And what we're doing is sharing our relationship with God, what he thinks about us, what he says, maybe a memory for us that we wouldn't normally get to share, part of our story that, like, where do we get a chance to share about being a missionary kid running barefoot through a mission base? Like, where does that come up in conversation, right? So so getting to share these things that invites others into community with us and into our life story. And then not only that, but God's response to our life story.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
So fun.
Both through interactive appreciation and Emmanuel journaling, you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast just how powerful this was for our relationship.
Yes.
And we've shared pretty honestly throughout the podcast just what a tough space we were in and how that tough space really, really trajected us on this journey here and on this healing journey and now to teach what we teach. And I mentioned as well that this is the one thing that really transformed. And it was the sharing part.
It
was the interactive part.
Yeah.
But it was really in me hearing, and I would say even more so in Emmanuel journaling, but me hearing how God saw you.
Yeah.
And he rewrote for me in listening through the, in listening to those journals, he really rewrote for me your identity. He really rewrote for me your story. There was things, I mean, we had been married 20 years at that point.
Right.
Yep. There were things that you were writing about, even times that I had been with you. Like often, a lot of your memories are based around activities we do with the kids.
Right.
And I was there, you know, but to hear you talk to the Lord about that and then hear his response about that and hear him affirm our family and just the way that he sees our family, it's just been such a gift. And I know you felt the same way, vice versa about me sharing. And so we highly encourage you that if you have someone to share these with, share it. It could be your spouse. It could be a friend. It could be maybe a group in your church or in your community that, we've done what we call a 30-day challenge. And again, the next podcast is going to be about Emmanuel journaling, which is interactive appreciation plus plus.
Yeah.
But interactive appreciation, we always start with it because it's just a gentle place to start.
Yep.
And so even now, as you're listening to this podcast, maybe you set yourself a 7-day challenge coming into this week to say, okay, every single day, I'm going to spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes just engaging with the Lord around these moments. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what he thinks about this. And so,
And the last step in this too would be to, we didn't say it, but you want to give it a name. So you do the, you write the letter and then you ask quiet, listen to his response. And then you want to give it a name, a 1 to 2, 3 word name that you can hold on to. And then obviously share that. And the beauty about the name is that you can now begin to have a library of these joy memories, of these appreciations. It's like, you know, Janelle said, it's the, we can go all this time without really knowing really that the Lord was in the middle of things, mm-hmm. that we can go so long without even knowing that, there was something really awesome to be thankful for here, to appreciate. Well, when you get in those spaces, you've got this name that mm-hmm. you can just read, and you can put it on your phone, put it in a journal, but now you have memories.
Yeah. And it's a brain hack. So yep. just your brain hearing that title or those few words really invites it back into the entire experience. Like we talk about, like it being a file, it invites your thoughts to go mm-hmm. fully back to that experience just by hearing those two or three words. Yeah. And so it's super powerful. One last caveat yes. before we close, because we talk about writing this in a letter form and we talk about hearing God's response. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people may feel a lot of pressure of, oh, I have to write an entire really page yeah. or God's response has to be an entire page. We joke about this a lot that we have done this with a lot of people, but our very first experience, we had just five couples together
yeah.
and we did this around the table and shared a journal each week together. And we had one woman mm-hmm. who her appreciation and God's response was like four pages long. And then we had another guy who mm-hmm. He would come and he would come with like three or four words kind of scribbled on something and both his response and God's response. And so I just want to encourage you that you share this and try this in a way that feels comfortable yeah. for you.
Yep.
There is no pressure to make this like your best essay or writing yeah. exercise ever. This is not going to be graded anywhere. In the beginning, I was in such a shutdown place that this was like the best I could squeak out was maybe a sentence in my appreciation. That was all I mm-hmm. could come up with. And a yeah. lot of it was based around nature because I could acknowledge that nature was something that brought me joy. Yeah. I couldn't acknowledge where people were bringing me joy or even where God was bringing me joy or comfort or connection. And so I just want to encourage you that even if you feel like this might be the most impossible thing ever asked of you, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Give it a shot and just let it be what it is. If it's mm-hmm. five words, it's five words. If it's five pages, it's five pages. Yep. If God's response is five words or five pages, like we just speak blessing and grace over you to give it a try
yep.
and see what happens. And what we would love to do is, because this podcast is yeah. so one-sided and we're sharing with you some of these really cool things, our favorite thing about teaching this is actually getting to hear back how it went.
Yes.
So do us a favor. Let us know how this goes. Reach out to us through our website mm-hmm. or reach out via, if this you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment on yeah. this video or even reach out to us through, trying to think if they're listening to the podcast, really website's probably the, yeah, best, website's way, but
the best way, or leave comments in any of the website or any of the
podcast platforms
that you've
yep.
Just listening to. Just would love to hear back from you of how this practice, how this went for you. It's a joy to hear from you guys.
Yeah. And be sure to listen next week for more about manual journaling.
You've been listening to the Table and Well podcast. New episodes stream every Tuesday. To begin your journey to relational health, go to tableandwell.org/IRH to join our Intro to Relational Health Lab. This is our free 4-week mini course where you will learn skills and practices that will transform the way you engage with relationships. So for more information or resources, go to tableandwell.org.